All right, for this edition of Mystery News Theater, Eric has stepped aside because our doorman, George, is in the studio with us. Hello, George.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, George, you are a huge Katie Morgan fan, so I want you to read the news while Katie seductively rubs you all over, okay?
Okay.
Oh.
Jason London pooped himself in the back seat of a cop car Sunday morning, minutes after the dazed and confused actor was punched in the face in a bar fight. This according to the police report obtained by TMZ.
He's struggling.
Here's what the report says. Cops were called to the Martini Ranch Bar in Scottsdale, Arizona at 1:42 a.m. on Sunday morning after getting a call about a man who was bleeding on the street. And I am your trusty newsman.
Mystery News Theater. You're listening to the Heidi and Frank Show from the Morongo Casino Studios on 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show, anyone who's trying to get into the gate now at the big radio ranch here probably needs to wait there a little while longer. I think George needs a few minutes.
He's going to need a few minutes in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Mystery News Theater. Thank you, Katie Morgan.
Oh, yes. There's nothing like a sexy scalp massage.
Oh, my God.
And I got to tell you, George is that guy that's always put together, always. Everything is perfect. Everything is flawless. Everything. Not anymore.
I'm thinking George just replaced Eric altogether. I mean, just have George do things. That was awesome.
I like it.
The one news I actually wanted to do, George got to do. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. I don't think your lady would have been okay with that.
Really? Come on, really?
No way. I wouldn't have been.
I was going to say my hairdresser goes that far, so I don't know. That wasn't really crossing any lines.
Yeah, exactly.
Katie's like, please, honey. No big deal. His girlfriend
you
would...
You couldn't slow dance with Katie Morgan without your lady getting upset.
I have slow danced
with
Katie.
That's what I'm saying.
Morgan. She didn't know about it. No, but there's no way that Eric's girlfriend would have been okay with that. Getting rubbed down by Katie Morgan at work?
Come on, really?
Would she have gotten angry?
Is Katie
Why did you have to
Is Katie
that?
Going to leave her husband and run off with Eric? No.
No, George.
She's running off with
George. George, maybe. George is a possibility. 1-800-955-5567 is the number if you want to... call and ask Katie Morgan anything. You can, 1-800-955-5567. We did have Dougal Frostier on the show.
He thinks it's fancy.
And people called up, and they had Dougal read them.
Nice.
And so, yeah.
He's incredible.
He's amazing, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does he
it.
Freak you out a little bit? Do you? I mean, as far as like you believing in the dark magic.
He said you called it that. There have been moments.
You're actually all he's talked about. I'm like, enough. I'd see him all day. He's like, no, I was really fascinated by him. Like his father thing. Like I feel like I could sit and talk to him for a long time. And I'm like, okay. And
he said,
like,
I had a golden aura. I'm
yeah,
the golden child.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Very good. There's been times where like I walk in and he's like, oh, I'm seeing this around you right now. I was like, that's so right.
I know.
That's like exactly true. And thank you. Yay.
But that is kind of weird though. I mean, does it give you kind of weird, like, okay, Dougal, relax.
I don't know. I like it. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like that insight. It's cool.
You want to believe in something out there?
I don't know. I like to say I'm a hopeful agnostic. I don't know what's out there, but I'd like there to be something.
Right.
And the more I fall in love with it.
I'm telling you.
A hopeful agnostic. We should start our own church.
You're just agnostic. She's a hopeful agnostic. She's saying, I don't know if there's anything. But
if there is, that'd be awesome.
And I've seen things that I'm like, maybe there is something.
Like what? What have you seen?
Well, I mean, like things with Dougal calling out stuff. I think I've seen auras. I feel like I have sex, usually with sex with me. Yeah, it's like where I see like,
at
I don't know,
peak?
Almost like a hazy thing. Yeah, like 6 hours in and you're kind of dazed and yeah, and I guess maybe
six.
I get more in contact with my spiritual side.
That's
I don't know.
That's called dehydration and you're almost dead.
You were seeing visions. Yeah, it was all your synapses firing because you're going to be seeing Jesus soon, hopefully.
That's the body trying to save itself.
Oh, that's the tunnel they talk about.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Yeah. I survived that.
1-800-955-5567. On the phone we have Corey on line one. He wants to talk to Katie. Hello, Corey.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
I wanted to ask you, are you planning on making any more HBO specials?
Not at this moment, although I would never rule it out. I would certainly do more, but there's no more planned at the moment.
She's a logo girl now.
That's right.
Oh, that's too bad. We look forward to seeing them every time we scan HBO. It's fantastic.
Well, I tell you what, you can see me now 5 nights a week live, and if you miss the naked thing, just hop on Google. It's all over.
Will do. Thanks.
And you got it.
You also currently host Having Sex with Katie Morgan every Friday night at 9 p.m. Pacific time on Smodcast.
I do. Well, the schedule is going to change a little bit. We're going to be recording it on the weekends when we go home to Vegas. But that is me and my girlfriend, Rebecca Love, and we're both retired porn stars, and it's just sex and relationship from the point of view of ex-porn stars. So, and some current. We have friends on still.
And they're the most, I mean, as far as open people, yeah. There's no way you could possibly ask a question that would embarrass you or shut you down.
No.
And you have an opinion about everything. You've lived, I mean, looking at your bio, you've lived a life that's just, I mean, have you written a book yet?
No, I'm working on that. I'm not
you
so
must.
Good with the writing, but I have quite a story to tell.
The whole homeschooled for the entire time.
Yeah, homeschooled until college.
Strict religious family. Married a guy very young who you met at Bible camp.
Yep, that's all true.
Lost her virginity in the parking lot of a... Church while she was teaching Sunday school.
In the minivan, go Astrovan.
Wow.
You put in the ass in Astrovan.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely need to write a book, or they need to make a movie about your life, because it is fascinating.
Oh, it went crazy, And now, then all the porn.
But in a good way, because you're intelligent, you're full of self-esteem.
Oh,
you know exactly who
you
are.
There was a very recent study that just came out that said porn stars are more likely to have higher self-esteem than women in the general public.
We were talking about that on the show.
I wanted to ask you that about that, too. I mean, beyond the self-esteem, how about, like, self-hygiene? I mean, don't you think that the women in the porn industry are way more
not just the ladies
aware of themselves, where it's like they call the women outside of the industry civilians?
Well, I mean, in the industry, but, you know, they do the same thing in the military. If you're just not in the group, than everyone else.
And civilian ladies are somewhat nasty.
No, I wouldn't go that far. Not at all. There's plenty of civilian ladies who know what's up with their junk. There's just almost never a porn star who doesn't.
Right.
Because it's her business. Her business is her business.
Right.
You know.
Did you hear the story about the woman... She's being sued by her husband for allegedly trying to kill him by putting poison in her genitals and then asking him to perform oral.
What?
Yes.
And she didn't die? Like, you absorb everything that goes up in there.
Through your skin.
He was ready and willing and only escaped death because he noticed a strange smell.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, if you smell poison, come back up.
He said it smelled toxic.
Ooh. Ew. What was the poison? Does it say?
It doesn't say what the poison. This happened in Brazil.
Ew.
A man from the Brazilian city of São José del Rio Preto, like that matters, has accused his wife of trying to kill him by stuffing a poisonous substance in her. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one poison. It's like
strong toxic smell emanating from his spouse's private area. The man rushed to the hospital to have his stomach pumped. Oh, he did it anyway. I love this guy.
Ooh,
had a strong toxic smell, but
that way I stabbed.
I'm here,
but you know.
Well, never know when you're going to get it again.
It's like gas station hot dogs. You're there, you might as well eat it.
Well, you're hungry. I know.
You wouldn't choose that. You're here.
But I think one of the poisons, like strychnine or one of those, smells like almonds. So obviously it wasn't.
Because that would just kill her dead.
Maybe
you put that up your junk, you're dead.
Maybe
it's the smell. It smelled like arsenic.
And he went for it anyway.
It smelled like.
Over.
Let's go to Alex on line 2. Alex?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Say hello to Katie Morgan.
Hello, Katie. How you doing?
Hello. I'm fabulous.
I got a quick question about you guys' show. Is it going to be like a kind of like a love line format where you take callers and bring in guests, like a sex therapist or anything like that?
It's going to be similar to that, except that we've got the three experts, the psychic, me, and the shrink, and then Heidi's our host, and we are taking calls, but not just phone calls. We're going to take video chat calls. We'll take Twitter questions. We'll take Facebook questions. You can just email questions into Logo.
There's going to be a live studio audience. So
any way you want to ask a question, you can do it.
Right. And you're going to meet him tomorrow, but Dr. Mike Dow, he is a sex and relationship therapist, and you may have seen him on
Couples therapy.
Couples therapy on VH1. So he was on there trying to help your boy
Nick Ritchie.
Nick Ritchie. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It worked out. Nick Ritchie's like a romantic sweetheart now.
Dr. Mike Dowell, everybody.
Ta-da.
He'll meet him tomorrow. But yeah, so it's, I mean, it's in that vein, but I think it would we take it to another level with the video chat and all that stuff.
With the video chat, I mean, obviously, yeah, producers, but aren't you worried? It's like, let's go live television. Let's go to the video and like 95% of the video chat calls are guys playing with themselves.
No, I doubt it. I doubt it because, you know, honestly, and I get this all the time with, oh, you must get a lot of like jack off questions or calls or whatever from like even for my podcast. And we don't. It's a lot of couples with sex questions. It's position questions. It's why does it hurt when I do this?
How to spice it up.
Yeah, it's way more informative and less sensual than people might expect for that section.
But it is, I mean, again, and I love it. I love that it's live television, and there's a little bit of a delay for that reason, Frank. Because it might be like, hey, we're like, hey, John in New York City, what's going on tonight? We're like, oh, okay, cut feed.
Really?
Yeah, we have a little delay to stop if there's any kind of, or, you know, if I accidentally drop an F-bomb or something, which I've been really good about not doing.
You've been very good. That's why she loves the online version of the show, which you can watch at logotv.com following the first show every night.
Yeah.
And they have their website already up, right?
Yeah.
Is there a website for that sex show? Is it on Logo?
Yeah,
logo.com.
Yeah, logotv.com. And then if you want to tweet that sex show, it's at that sex show live. So you can tweet your questions and all that. And that'll be the same as when we're doing the show live.
Follow them on Twitter. It's that sex show. It premieres Monday, February 4th, with live broadcasts, both coasts, starting at 11 p.m. every weeknight on the Logo Network. Katie Morgan, so great to finally meet you and have
you
in here anytime.
You want to plug your Twitter?
Oh, sure. I'm the Katie Morgan, T-H-E on that one.
All right. The Katie Morgan
at
on
the
Twitter.
Katie Morgan.
Then if Heidi dies for some reason, would you come in here and do the show with me?
Oh, God. Okay. Well, heaven forbid, but only in your honor.
Okay. Yeah. I would be
honored.
Of course, but only
in your honor.
Yes.
The Katie and Frank show. It sounds fantastic.
That does sound fantastic,
sexy.
Doesn't it? All right. We'll be right back. We're Katie and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.